want to talk about it.
I can't eat here.
Others had a lot to say.
I felt like I lost a family member.
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. I got to go all the way to Perry Hill to get some Taco Bell. Hurts my feelings.
Heartbroken locals hold candlelight vigil for Taco Bell that burned down. Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama. Here's my question. The one guy sounded tongue-in-cheek. He was the one chink in the armor. Otherwise, it sounded like heartbroken hicks missing their cut-rate Mexican. Your perception, positive, Sean. Tongue-in-cheek or sincere?
I think there was certainly at least a 40% chance of self-awareness and tongue-in-cheekness about this.
Let's hear it one more time.
Some didn't want to talk about it.
I can't eat here.
Others had a lot to say.
I felt like I lost a family member.
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. I got to go all the way to Perry Hill to get some Taco Bell. Hurts my feelings.
I'm saying 3 out of 4 were sincere. White dude in the middle, trying to be funny. When a beloved Taco Bell in Montgomery, Alabama burned down last week, a lot of locals were shell-shocked. Others, like Katie James, saw an opportunity to pay tribute. Her roommate, Russell Dowis, eats a lot of fast food, so when he told her he was sad the local Taco Bell burned to the ground, James decided to bust his chops. I said, we should hold a memorial for it. He said, oh my gosh, we should do a candlelight vigil. Then he moved on with his life, didn't think of anything about it. I, in about 10 minutes after the conversation, made a Facebook event titled it Candlelight Vigil for Taco Bell. Luckily, no one was injured in the fire. You know what just jumped into my head? Back when we used to take phone calls on the Armstrong and Getty show, which were 75% a mistake, 25% pretty interesting. There are times I miss taking calls, but it's because I forget how bad the bad ones were and what a high percentage were just not good. But we did take calls on people who worked in fast food and what they saw once, one day. And the stories about what was happening at the T-Bell, which I'm sure has changed now. The current Taco Bell Corporation and their attorneys assure you that their health and safety practices are industry leaders. But back in the day, some of the stories about what was going on at Taco Bell were just hair-raising. So, okay, let me get that out of my mind and get back to this article. The vigil was held Sunday, and there was no hotter ticket in town. About 100 people came to remember the okay customer service and the long wait line for the oh-so-delightful Baja Blasts and $5 quesadilla box, according to the Facebook event page. It just gave people something to talk about other than all the negativity that's going on right now, said the gal who organized it. I assume she means in the world.
Yeah, because, of course, this, too, has to be about Trump.
Wow. The owners of the Taco Bell plan to rebuild. Now that's the American spirit. But they were grateful for the vigil, and I quote, "We are overwhelmed by the displays of support. We are extremely thankful that no one was harmed early Wednesday morning when the store burned and that no firefighters were injured as they battled the flames in single-digit temperatures." What, single digits in Montgomery, Alabama? That's cold, he says, easily distracted. So, anyway, what's the moral to this story? That you can get 100 people to show up for anything, especially if it's somewhat ironic?
I think people are secretly craving to actually make eye contact with their neighbors in some ways. I think whatever mode it takes, if it takes a Taco Bell vigil to get you to look at your neighbor and say, hey, good to see you. Isn't this a strange occurrence?
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Interesting. There he is, folks. Positive Sean. I actually brought the Positive Sean gong closer to me so that it might be more easily utilized because I was going to ask Sean a question. And if you didn't hear the early part of the show, we held a coaching session.
Went over some game film.
Right, exactly. Helping the boy improve his game. And during the following discussion, Sean, again, this is to help you. This is not about me. This is not about the audience. This is about you. If at any point I hear the phrase, you know, or kind of, I will lightly tap the positive Sean Gong.
I greatly appreciate the illustration of my verbal crutches.
Now, because we all have them.
Yes.
Including me. And I listen to tape and I root them out because we all have them. All human beings do. Some might suggest that when your college kids come home from school, they are omnipresent and annoying. Anyway, if, on the other hand, Positive Sean simply drones on too long, a more lusty strike of the Positive Sean Gong.
A lusty strike.
So again, the light tap for verbal crutch and the lusty wompin for babbling on. I'm paying the satellite company way too friggin' much money. I'm embarrassed.
Almost assuredly, yes.
And I called them. I read them the Riot Act like a year ago and said, I'm out. I'm leaving. F you. I hate you. I'm going, blah, blah, blah. And I got a little deal. I got a nice little deal for a while. That deal is now done. I want to cut the cord. But realistically, in my life right now, I don't have a ton of free time. Is there a way to, like, consult somebody? Look, here's what I got. I got to have my news channels. I must be able to watch the, not just the four clips somebody posts online or they post online. I've got to see the whole show. That network, that network, that network. I've got to have my local TV networks in high def because I loves the sports. I don't watch much sports these days, but if it's something I want to watch, I really, really, really want to watch it. Also a golf freak. I want the golf channel. let's see. What else do I really, really need? That's probably most of it. Oh, my God. Would Judy put up with us not having the freaking Hallmark channel anymore? She has an insatiable lust for, in particular, the sappy Christmas movies. Oh, my God. So is there a way? Is there a website? Is there a person? Is there a place you go?
So I don't know if there's an actual third-party consulting that you can get to that says, here's what I want, and they say, well, here's the best plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Hulu covers a lot of what you described there.
Really?
Yeah. And you
do can, they give me the newses?
I believe so.
Okay. Hulu Plus, probably.
Yeah. Well,
all Hulu is Hulu Plus now, right?
Well, Hulu has different tiering options. If you want commercials.
I want the top tier. I must have the best.
If you want commercials, you can pay less per month, but you can pay a couple more dollars, and you don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah. Anybody who takes in entertainment without commercials is a thief. Anyway, back to you.
And, so Hulu covers a lot of those. I think the biggest hurdle that you would probably need to find a workaround for is the on-demand stuff, the TiVoing aspect of it.
Oh, no.
Because I don't know how live news works with cord cutting yet. And live news and live sports remain the two biggest thing for me is why I haven't done it yet.
Dang it.
I've talked to friends who do not have cable and are able to watch NBA games live, for instance. Mm-hmm. So I know there are ways to do it. I don't know what the best ways of those are yet.
Yeah, I know my buddy the umpire hit me to MLB.com. You can get a pass so you can watch any ball game anytime. And now with smart TV, you know, you can essentially do the internet through your television set.
Exactly.
So, okay, I don't know. I just don't know. But see, this is already, I'm like tapping my foot thinking, I got other stuff I got to get to. And so I wonder, email us or text at us. That's probably the best idea.
Yeah.
Text at us right now, 415-295-KFTC. How did you do it? Or how would you suggest doing it? 415-295-KFTC. Figuring out if you can cover all your bases and stop writing giant checks every month to, you know, your cable and or, you know, your satellite people. All right? A little public service. Coming up, camel contest, camel beauty pageant racked by scandal. The GOP feud with the FBI is ratcheting up. That according to The Hill. And I think we'll probably get to this. Richard Gere explains why he's not in the movies anymore, and I think he's right. Stay with us. Much more to come. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The voice of the West.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's the Armstrong and Getty Show. Jack's got something or other. We're hoping it's not the flu, but kind of sounds like it. Saudi camel beauty pageant racked by controversy. We need to get to that story eventually. But we were talking about cord cutting, and how do you figure out, can I cover all the bases I want and quit paying my giant, you know, satellite bill and the rest of it? And I keep hearing about it's a good idea, but I don't really have time to fully research it. Got a text, you know, we were talking about taking calls. I got a text from somebody who didn't appear in my contacts recommending settv.com or something like that. 500 channels, no contract, $20 a month as long as you have high-speed internet. Turns out it was, ladies and gentlemen, longtime listeners of the Armstrong and Getty Show, Basil. Frequent caller Basil, our token Iraqi listener from back in the day. So thanks for the hipster. I must have gotten the website wrong, though, because it came up, do you want to buy this website? And I don't particularly. What else came in, Sean?
So a lot of people are chiming in with Sling TV. It's something that's very good for all the live stuff you want. And I believe it also has sports PlayStation View, which is the one that I would be most likely jumping to were I to do that.
Isn't that what you play your Pong on, your tennis?
Yeah, it uses that gaming system as the interface to turn your TV into a smart TV.
I get it. Can you record in time shift?
Yes, they have cloud. A lot of these things like Sling, I believe, has this, and PlayStation View has cloud storage where you TiVo these things to the cloud, and then essentially you can pull them from there. And I think they have like just a, as opposed to your DVR where it stays until you delete it, I think stuff just stays there for 30 days.
Interesting.
And then Chromecast is another very common thing people are saying. But it seems there's no shortage of ways. And also a lot of people saying that I've just gone back to the antenna with local TV stations being receivable in HD now via antenna.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. Yeah, you can get a crazy good picture off the antenna these days, as long as, you know, you're not... Well, I'd have to try it. God dang it. See, this is also time-consuming. I need to hire some young, unemployable lad who happens to... or lass, who am I? What am I? Why am I being all a Garrison Keillor over here? Or a young woman who can just say... All right, I've checked. You get great TV reception. This website covers the things you did. I just don't want to do it myself. That's my $10 million idea. I got to be a cord cutter boys or something like that. That's what we'll do. We'll go around. We'll spend an hour figuring it out for you and just lay it on here. Do this, this, and this. Does that already exist? That's my idea. You can't have it. I patent it or trademark it or something.
Copyright. We said copyright. That means it's us.
Yeah, right. If anybody tries to do it, I'll come to your home and set it on fire. Wait a minute. You can't. That's not a thing.
You like how I included us as like I came up with that idea?
No, you can't have any of my company. Nah, I'm an underachiever. What am I kidding? I'll never do anything. So very quickly, I mentioned this. Do I still have that email somewhere? Frequent devil's advocate dissenter Tony T. from, I believe, beautiful Stockton, California, most miserable city in America on several occasions. I don't buy it, though. It's a wonderland. There he is. So you're joining in on castigating the FBI a la Fox News, Limbaugh, etc. This Russian thing being investigated is serious. Today's program was one of your worst political rants. I don't know who is sicker, you or Jack. Get well soon, please. That's Tony T. Tony T, you are a feverish partisan hack. Why don't you crawl up Rachel Maddow's sensible slacks and perform some sort of unholy act upon her? Look, dude, yeah, the Russian investigation is serious, both the Trump part and the not Trump part. And I'm going to wait and see what happens. Also, the fact that the FBI may have been stacked politically and doing the work of the Obama administration, doing partisan hit jobs, and as part of that, violating people's rights and abusing the FISA court, that's serious too. And you know what I'm going to wait and do? I'm going to wait and see what the investigators come up with. How do you know what's what? How do you know that? What secret information are you privy to? All I said was this doesn't look good at all for the FBI. And with all due respect and affection for the FBI and its fine agents and the work that they do to keep us safe and you know, stop spies and the rest of it, all this looks really bad, and we got to clear it up in a big hurry. And I also went to the trouble of pointing out when various administrations of various parties had mysteriously lost records and emails and that sort of thing, precisely when they were needed to uncover malfeasance, both parties. But you're too up your own hiney with your partisan concerns to be worried about the country. Okay, see, that was intentionally way over the top. I impugned his Americanhood. But we'll see. I don't know. You're on double secret probation, Tony. You might just be an America hater. This probably won't do you any good. The story of Representative Patrick Meehan, a Republican of... Where's he from? Where he from? French? Where is Meehan from? Well, anyway, he's on the Ethics Committee. 63-year-old, married father of three. Professed his romantic interest in an aide last year. Called her his soulmate. Grew hostile when she did not reciprocate. And finally had to reach a settlement with her, which, of course, according to the rules that we mentioned last year, include the fact that the settlement is secret and you pay for it, you stupid sucker taxpayers. And if I understand correctly, Meehan, as a member of, oh, he's a Pennsylvania guy. Meehan, as a member of the Ethics Committee, actually approved his own secret taxpayer payout to cover his own sexual harassment, et cetera, et cetera. Unfriggin' believable. That's just beautiful. Keep putting your faith in government, though. They're angels, those people. They're completely moral. They're unselfish. They're hardworking. They have nothing but your interests in mind. And the fact that you can do nothing about making them do a better job, there are no really ratchets you can do to make government officials do better, really. Or they'll stonewall, withhold emails, mysteriously lose them, et cetera, et cetera. The union will step in, make it impossible to fire them. Keep putting your faith. That's going to build us a utopia, though. You know, what is sacred anymore? What is sacred? Certainly not camel beauty contests in Saudi Arabia. The beautiful camel, it's like a horse with a hump, different looking hooves and fur. Other than that, it's just like a horse.
Needs less water.
Very little water, Sean. It's what they're known for. 12 camels have been disqualified from Saudi Arabia's annual camel beauty contest after receiving Botox injections to make their pouts look more alluring. More alluring for what? Now, there may have been times when, and I remember I disapproved of this in the strongest possible terms, there may have been times when on even this show, the term camel humper was used. Improper, unacceptable verbiage. It will never be used again. But unless you are literally making sweet Bedouin love to your camel, what the hell do you mean make their pouts look more alluring? Hey, hey, hey. Saudi authorities have raised the profile of the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival by relocating it from the desert to the outskirts of the capital of Riyadh. This year's event has been mired in scandal after the lure of $30 million in prize money tempted some owners to cheat. The key attributes in camel beauty are considered to be delicate ears and fulsome snouts. But there are strict rules against the use of drugs in the lips or shaved or clipped body parts. Oh my God, they're giving them big pouty lips and shaving their parts. Good Lord. For the love of Allah, Saudi Arabia, check yourself. There's more on this story, but we're running out of time. We don't want to give it short shrift. Responsible journalism is our hallmark here at the Armstrong and Getty Show. Speaking of which, Marshall Phillips, your headlines?
New York Times headline about that tragic school shooting in Kentucky raising a number of questions. We're going to get into that story and more coming up minutes from now. Armstrong and Getty.
Interesting. I haven't seen the Times headline. So it's about the state of journalism as well as school shootings, etc.
More or less, yeah.
Intriguing. Stay with us for the Armstrong and Getty Show. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show. More on the camel beauty contest scandal coming up. It's hilarious. Marshall Phillips has the news, including some breaking news. Marshall?
Indeed. Right now, the sentencing is coming down for the former Michigan State University and USA gymnastics doctor accused of sexually abusing women and girls. A judge could be sentencing Dr. Larry Nassar to 125 years in prison. on those sexual assault charges today after a week of testimony wrapping up with more than 100 women and girls who claimed he abused them. The judge hearing the case saying Nassar will be, quote, never, or rather, quote, be in darkness for the rest of his life.
Wow. Can we dip into that? We understand the lawyers are blasting him right now.
All right.
For so many years, over two decades, so many sports, no patient, no child was safe, and yet he also abused some of our most prominent national heroes. Maybe he did think he could beat the odds. And you know what? For years, he did. What that did, that beating of the odds, to Kyle Stevens, to Jessica Tomashow, to Madeline Jones, to Kaylee Lorenz, to Bailey Lawrenson, to victims D and G and I, to Rachel Denhollander. History gave him guidance for the future. Every previous time there had been an allegation, nothing happened. His lies worked. This court heard from several women some decades later who were initially determined to be confused or to be liars. He was believed over these children. Larissa Boyce, Tiffany
thanks.
Thomas.
Let's go ahead and fade that out. I will tell you this. Not only the USA Gymnastics, but Michigan State University are seriously in the crosshairs of what may become a Penn State-style ass-whooping, which is deserved. And we dipped in at the perfect time there because the lawyer made it clear there were women who made it clear to Michigan State and USA Gymnastics, this guy is a perv, and he sexually assaulted me. And if you haven't read about what he did, you can read about it. I don't want to go into it here, but he was a flaming, effing perv and sexually violating young girls and young women. And those institutions, very much in the style of Joe Paterno's Penn State University,
right,
turned a blind eye and a deaf ear. So that story is not over.
Yeah. Nassar, again, facing 125 years in prison. There was another awful story yesterday. Two 15-year-old students were killed. Others injured. A student in Kentucky in custody for the shooting. The New York Times headline read, and I quote, "School shooting in Kentucky was nation's 11th of the year. It was January 23rd. 11 school shootings so far in 1 month, one almost every other day. That is astonishing.
Horrifying, unthinkable.
Then, further into the story, the Times explains that some of the shootings at schools this year were suicide that injured no one else. Some did not result in any injuries at all. A number of the cases of recent gunshots at various schools led to lockdowns of the school, but no student injuries.
All right, let me stop you there. Who in the room, who in the audience, who in the world, if somebody's on a college campus and gets into a beef in the parking lot and shots are fired, refers to that as a quote-unquote school shooting? Nobody. Nobody. Who refers to a suicide, tragic as that is, as a school shooting? Nobody. Nobody. So the New York Times just trying to make it, A, extra exciting to sell clicks, sell newspapers, and B, probably advance an anti-gun agenda. That's amazing. Go on, Marsh.
Included in that story, the Times goes on to say, gun safety advocates say all the school shootings seem to have lost some of their capacity now to shock.
So you're going with fake statistics to try to shock us. That's great. That's a good idea.
All right.
California, with its utterly indefensible decision to remove any discretion from school officials to have a highly trained, extremely reliable, rock-solid citizen who happens to be on the faculty have a concealed weapon if it's deemed that that's necessary or wise. Now, no, the wise and benevolent legislature has made it absolutely certain that if, God forbid, a bad guy comes with a gun,
right,
no good guy will have a gun till the cops can get there. Brilliant idea, California. How's your utopia coming along? Did you put up a gun-free zone sign? Because that stops murderers. Because mass murderers follow signs. So set up more of those signs.
On another note, Toys R Us is going to be shutting the doors to 180 of its stores. The company filing documents yesterday announcing its plans to close down more stores, brick and mortar in trouble. And if you want to lose weight, drink black coffee right after you wake up.
We've got
a new study from the Department of Human Nutrition in the Netherlands that claims that drinking black coffee immediately after you get up will boost your metabolism. Coffee consumption will increase your metabolic rate for about 3 hours, which allows people to burn on average an extra 150 calories. So right when you get up, take a shot of black coffee.
Well, I mean, like, literally within moments after getting up.
Yes. Yeah, they say it immediately after you get up.
Because I usually do my whole shower and putting my product in my hair thing and the rest of it before I go out and get a cup.
Well, you could be sipping on your coffee while you're doing all that.
Wouldn't that be pleasant? Yeah. And, of course, earlier in the show, we talked to you about sudden bleeding syndrome.
Oh, yes.
In which a study of one adult in America found that if you reach for your K-pod too quickly and the foil slices your finger, you will bleed all over. So that is coffee sudden bleeding syndrome, which I discovered only this morning.
Have you managed to stem the flow, Joe?
I have finally, although the pain endures.
That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the voice of the West.
All right, more on the Camel Beauty Contest disqualifications. There's more unintentionally and certainly unacceptably erotic content to this news story. Bunch of camel blankers. And I don't know. A serious look at Alcatraz has speculated, using science now, that some of the escapees did live, got to shore, and are among us even now. Anybody who's ever been to Alcatraz, sailed around it, or looked at it, wonders, I wonder if I could get out. More on that to come. Stay with us. It's Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The voice of the West.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think gymnastics is the best sport in the entire world. But if I had a daughter right now, I wouldn't put her in it.
Wow, that's Shawn Johnson, Olympic champ. I assume she went into a little more detail as to why. I'd actually like to hear more of what she said. Because, you know, if the problem were merely Dr. Never, be free again, perv, probably get his head beat in prison, Nasser, if the problem were merely him, she wouldn't say that. So I'd like to hear more.
Well, I think it goes to the three tops of the USA Gymnastics people stepped down in this. And, you know, there's the cover-ups are different and often a more disturbing part of crimes in a lot of these things.
Right. And whether there's more sexual malfeasance or malfeasance of other kinds or cruelty or you know, NFL-style drugging them up so they can compete, you know, I'm sure there's all sorts of ugliness behind the scenes there. Anytime there's that much money, that much fame at stake, people act like animals. Seriously, human nature does not change. You're not going to reform humanity. Anyway, maybe we can console ourselves by the efforts to reform camel beauty contests in Saudi Arabia. This is a big thing. This is their Super Bowl. They need a better Super Bowl. Perhaps they should consider our Super Bowl.
It's cool that you're doing a camel story on hump day.
Thank you, Michael, for that. The King Abdul Aziz Camel Festival is now getting more and more emphasis as part of the modernization of Saudi Arabia. They've moved it from the desert to right outside the capital of Riyadh. And indeed, they've kicked in, what's the current exchange rate? Oh, it's almost $32 million in prizes. $32 million in prizes for a camel beauty contest.
Now I understand why there's scandal and cheating. That's quite a prize to be had.
Woo! I would cheat too. Here's the problem. A dozen camels disqualified for getting Botox too, and I quote now, to make their pouts look more alluring. Tell you what, you can give your camel Botox shots, lipstick, a push-up bra, and a pair of yoga pants. Not going to be enough for me. But if you want a nice alluring pout on your camel, you just go right ahead. The key attributes, delicate ears and fulsome snouts. Fulsome Snouts, by the way, is the name of my new alt-country band. The Dead Flowers is the name of my old alt-country band, and we're going to record our third album soon, and it's going to be really good, and I may tell you about it. But anyway, they're strict. It's better than freaking Joe Scarborough. Anyway, there are strict rules against the use of drugs in the lips or shaved or clipped body parts. So again, their camels are shaved and have Botox in their lips. Dozen camels banned after a vet was caught. He's giving them Botox injections at his clinics. Don't wait. Wait, there's more. There's more. Says Ali Al-Mazur, the son of an Emirati camel breeder. He told the UAE Daily, the national newspaper, they use Botox for the lips, the nose, the upper lips, the lower lips, and even the jaw. It makes the head more inflated. So when the camel comes, it's like, oh, for God's sake, did you have to phrase it like that? How about when the camel appears, or when the camel walks by? I'll just read it. It makes the head more inflated. So when the camel comes, it's like, oh, look how big that head is. It has big lips, a big nose. Which is, I guess, what people say as the camels trot by. After the banning decision, the chief judge of the show, Fawzan Al-Mahdi, told Reuters, the camel is a symbol of Saudi Arabia. We used to preserve it out of necessity. Now we preserve it as a pastime. That's not a very good quote. That's a dumb quote. That you didn't really say anything. Maybe it was lost in the translation. I don't know. So, Michael, I know you're a big fan of camel beauty contests, Saudi Arabian and otherwise. How long would you guess the beauty contest is? The camel beauty contest.
You mean time-wise?
Yeah, time-wise.
I'm going to say like an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
That's a reasonable guess. You know, we string out our idiotic hot girl pageants that everybody used to pay attention to but doesn't anymore to 2-3 hours, right, when it's on the television set. The month-long camel beauty pageant.
A month.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, tell me, sister. Month long, standing around looking at camels walking by and saying,
more pouty.
It makes the head more inflated. Oh, look how big that head is. It has big lips, a big nose. How long does the Westminster Dog Show go on? That goes on for like a week, right?
Yeah, like but several days to a week.
And that whole inbreeding, the purebred dog thing, I think is sick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sick in it. It's not all sick, but there's a lot of sick in it. But at least there's like 150 different kinds of dogs to look at. I mean, if we had it like a month long, well, I have a black lab, for instance. I love black labs. I love all labs. Black labs matter. If there was a month-long Black Lab Festival, God, you'd have to put a gun to my head to make me watch it. But they're a little starved for entertainment out there in the desert. That is a funny story. You know, I want to hold off until the award-winning fourth hour, which some folks get and others can certainly access via the podcast, to talk about a new look at the escape attempts from Alcatraz posits that one or more escapees actually survived. So we'll talk about that. The state of Wisconsin, this deserves about 30 seconds, and that's what we have. The state of Wisconsin has just approved a bill that would legalize children's lemonade stands. The fact that the state of Wisconsin had to approve a bill that would legalize children's lemonade stands ought to make you run immediately to the National Archives, fall on your knees and weep inconsolably at the foot of the Constitution And the Bill of Rights, for that matter. I'm sorry, and the Declaration of Independence. This has arisen because of the police shutting down little girls' lemonade stands for food, serving food without a license.
There are few rules that I have in my life that I never break. One of them is if I see kids selling lemonade, I buy lemonade.
I don't. It's unlicensed. I won't do it. You know what? You know why I really don't usually? Because it's usually terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
The simplest measuring.
Did you forget the sugar?
Appears to be.
I got to pay extra for that?
This is just water with a little yellow in it. The simplest measuring appears to be beyond the capacity of seven-year-olds.
How much training did you receive?
How are you raising your children that they don't know how to mix a simple jug of lemonade? Anyway, the Republican bill would allow a minor to operate a temporary food stand without a local permit or license or state food processing or retail food establishment license. Stand can't generate more than $1,000 in annual sales, however, and must be operated on a temporary basis on private property. The measure's author, Representative Joel Clefish, I tell you what, the Clefish, oh, it's good eating. Fights like a tiger, too. Really good sport fish, the Clefish. He says he was driven to draft the bill by a media report of Appleton, Wisconsin police shutting down two preteen girls' lemonade stands. Again, the issue is not that Wisconsin passed the law, it's that Wisconsin has to pass the law. It reminds me, and we ought to revisit this, we were talking to Ian Bremmer earlier today, and he tweeted a chart about an unbelievable, shocking decline in the 20th century of people who say it's essential to live in a free society. To the point where it's a really small minority in a lot of industrialized countries, including the United States, who even think it matters. Which is, it's shocking, it's horrifying. People do not appreciate what liberty is anymore. Well, you know, you can either whine about it or do something about it. We'll try to do something about it and talk about Escape from Alcatraz on the Armstrong and Getty Show.